In the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we honor not only her heart as a physical organ, but mainly we honor her spiritual heart, the great love for God that she was filled with, and also the great love that she has towards the human race. There is no opposition between these two things, though, because it is only because she loves God that she also loves us. And in fact, her love of us is immense because her love of God is immense. The love that Our Lady has for us is a lot like the love that her divine Son has for us too, in the sense that when he was on earth, he searched out sinners especially, even more than the just, as he himself told us. So our condition as sinners only increases Our Lady's desire to take care of us as she follows in the footsteps of her Son. She loves holy people, of course, but because of their virtues, but she has an even greater love of compassion and mercy towards sinners, not because they deserve it, but because they have a greater need. In the Immaculate Heart of Mary, her heart is represented with flames coming from it that indicate her love, and it is crowned with flowers that symbolize her virtues. And last of all, her heart is shown pierced with a sore that tells us about her terrible sufferings. The purpose of the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary is to give us a greater love for Our Lady. And we are asked to consider her heart as the most perfect masterpiece that nature and grace together have ever made in a single creature. We also see her love of us as our Holy Mother, who loves us more than we love ourselves, which is why we need to love her in return. How can we refuse to love and honor her when we see her Immaculate Heart? In devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the four main things that we need to do are to be grateful to Our Lady for her help. We have to have confidence in her. We have to have compassion on her sufferings, and we have to imitate her virtues. So let's see each one of these in turn. First, we have to be grateful for the love that Our Lady has for us. We can see how powerful her love is just in the numerous blessings she heaps upon us. It is true that the graces that we constantly receive are earned for us by our Lord, but he has placed all grace in the hands of Our Lady, and he has made her the treasurer of grace, and he has assigned her to dispense all of his graces. So she is the channel through which the favors of God come upon us. And we should be grateful at how generously she bestows God's graces on us. We have to have confidence in Our Lady too. When we see an image of her Immaculate Heart, that should encourage us. If she loves us so much, and especially loves sinners, then how can we hesitate to have confidence in her? The Church calls her our hope in the prayer of the Hail Holy Queen. She can and will obtain for us everything that we need. In the natural order, mothers do that for their children all the time, all day long. So what would Our Lady not obtain for us, her children? Especially in terms of what we need for our eternal salvation, or to save us from falling into sin and losing our souls. We also have to have compassion on Our Lady for her sufferings as the Queen of Martyrs. If we love her as we should, then of course, that is a natural consequence of such love. Her martyrdom was more painful than everything that all the martyrs suffered combined. She suffered not in her body as they did, but in her heart and her soul, in her Immaculate Heart. And she suffered for her entire life, and especially after, from the moment that the prophet Simeon told her she would have much to suffer. She had no relief from these sufferings until the day she died, and her sufferings were far more intense than those of any of the martyrs, because her love for her son, and her love for us too, was the reason for her suffering. And her love both for her son and for us is far greater than we can understand. So we can't think about her sufferings without feeling compassion for her. Of course, we can't go back in time and remove her sufferings. And of course, now she is glorified and happy in heaven forever. But we can show her by our life now, by avoiding sin, that we compassionate her, the sufferings that she endured at seeing her son suffer for our sins. Let us avoid committing any more sins and do penance for the ones that we have committed. And try to save others too by praying for the conversion of sinners and making reparation for the sins of others. Let us also try to lead souls to the Catholic faith and to virtue by being a good example to everyone around us. That is the kind of compassion that Our Lady wants to receive from us. And fourthly, we have to imitate Our Lady's virtues. People always imitate those whom they love. So we have to imitate our Lord and Our Lady and their holiness and their virtue. For Our Lady, we should think about her purity, her humility, her patience. We have to think about her recollection and her spirit of prayer and her contempt of the world. We should model our lives after hers and also be humble and patient and obedient. We should be faithful to grace, and we should love work and poverty and silence, as we see she did in her life. But the silence because of the recollection of God in our own souls. And we have to also have a firm trust in God's providence like she did, a strong hope in God and love of God and of our neighbor. That is all the true path to holiness. Devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary is solidly based in Catholic theology and also in natural knowledge. The Heart of Mary is the noblest part of the body of the most privileged creature, of the Queen of Angels. It was her heart that provided the blood that would flow into the veins of our Lord that he would ultimately shed for the redemption of the human race. Our Lady's heart is what has given the greatest love to God that he has ever received from any creature. He has received more glory from the heart of Mary, from her love, than from all other creatures combined. Her heart is the great sanctuary that is inhabited also by the Holy Ghost, that he has filled and adorned with his gifts. The Immaculate Heart of Mary is so precious in the sight of God that he loves her heart more than all other people's hearts combined. And therefore, he will be very pleased if he sees us paying honor to the Heart of Mary. We have to remember that we became the children of Our Lady when she stood at the foot of the cross, and that it caused her terrible suffering to become our mother and to cooperate in our redemption. But she did it willingly, as her son did. We need this devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary now more than ever. Our Lady appeared at Fatima and asked the three children just over 100 years ago to honor her Immaculate Heart. This is a devotion we need to have now in the modern world. Our Lady said at Fatima that Russia would spread her errors throughout the world if people didn't honor her Immaculate Heart. And sure enough, what she said came true, and the world was taken over by communism. And this has caused unimaginable and unprecedented suffering for the entire human race. Because people didn't pray to Our Lady as she asked. They didn't honor her Immaculate Heart, and they didn't make reparation for sin. And now there's a new attack of communism against the human race that just began last year again. And now we have to redouble our prayers to the Immaculate Heart of Mary to make reparation for sin and to avert this new chastisement that is coming on mankind. But Our Lady is the comforter of the afflicted. And even just for our own personal problems, we have to go to her for help because she is filled with compassion for our sufferings and wants to help us. Many people are incapable of being compassionate to others because their souls are corrupted by original sin and their own sins, which makes them prideful and hard. But people that are innocent and good are much better able to have compassion on the sufferings of others. And so Our Lady, being completely free from any sin, is more filled than anyone else with love and compassion for mankind. We have to pray to her in our needs. And very often, our sufferings themselves are the punishment of God for our sins. So if we turn away from our sins, God's anger is appeased. And Our Lady is the refuge of sinners, so she can reconcile us to God whom we have offended. She can extend his mercy to us because she is all-powerful with her Son. She can obtain for us forgiveness. The devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary will obtain great blessings for us. It will obtain Our Lady's love and protection upon us. She has told us that she wants us to honor her Immaculate Heart. So we have to do what she told us. And in general, devotion to Our Lady is a great sign of predestination, according to the teachings of the saints. So let us always honor Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, and she will protect us as her dear children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.